Just a quick taste of Rashi from the parasha right at the beginning. Hashem orders Moshe Rabbeinu after giving a bracha to Pinchas. He says, "Sarot the Midianim v'kitam otam." You should gather up the Midianim and attack them. So Rashi comments, "Kitzarim hem lachem," in the next pasuk, because they are the ones who cause you the problems at Dvar Paor. Rashi says, "Sheifkiru benotem liznot kedei lahatotchem achar Paor." So Moshe is told to attack the Midianites, and Rashi points out there's a little bit of difficulty over here, because after all, it was the Bnot Moab that caused the problem. Yes, Kozbi Batzor is a Midianite, but it was the Bnot Moab that were causing the problems. So why don't Bnei Israel get told to attack Moab? We know that they were told Al Tatzer Moab, but now things have changed, right? The Bnot Moab have caused problems. So Rashi comments and says, his answer is, because Rut is going to come from Moab, they can't destroy the Moabite people, they can't attack the women. So it's an interesting shot, because, you know, it says that yes, the Bnot Moab did something wrong, but because in the future they're going to do something good, we're not going to attack them now. Ramban takes a different approach. He says, no, the Bnot Moab, they were only acting out of fear, because Bnei Israel were right next to them. But the Midianites, they had no excuse. They weren't there. Bnei Israel were not going to go through Midian to attack, to enter Canaan. And so there was no excuse for them to do anything. The Abarbanel I saw actually last week gave two different answers. Number one, he said that really, the Bnot Moab were not there. The Bnot Moab didn't do anything. It says Bnot Moab. They were dressed up as Bnot Moab. It was really Midianite women. They were dressed up as Bnot Moab. That's one answer that he gives. And the other answer that he gives, which is interesting, is that actually the Bnot Moab didn't do anything. It was Bnei Israel who went after the Bnot Moab. The Bnot Moab didn't present themselves to Bnei Israel. They were just there. They were living there. It was Bnei Israel who corrupted themselves and went after the Bnot Moab. That's how the Abarbanel understands this in one way. Yom Tov.